back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Ullman here, coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. But staying in town, we're going to spend a little time here with the president and the CEO of the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, or aptly referred to as LEAP, which you've been doing a lot of. Bob Trezise joins us. Bob, you guys really have. I mean, it took a while to kind of hone in on mission, but once you did, Bud, you've been out of the starting blocks pretty well.
Well, I appreciate that, Chris, and appreciate your support and that of the Michigan Business Network. It's really important to get the word out. So thank you to you and your team. It is very exciting here in the Lansing region. We are doing something we've not been very good at forever, really, in the last 5 or so years. We are regularly landing foreign direct investment in our region every year. 2023 featured the big landing of Norm Fasteners, which is a really major manufacturer from the country of Turkey. And they are locating in Bath Township. They're building a nearly 400,000 square foot plant. It's very EV related as a supplier. It'll about be 200 employees. And this is really a critical project for us. The year before, we landed a company, really nice manufacturer called Adesteo out of Germany. And a few years before that, the fifth largest company from Ireland, Glanbia, which is now the nation's second largest dairy production facility up in St. John's. So it's been super productive. Chris, we've had great partnership and help from the MEDC, Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Their partnership, the governor's office, has been so great for us. And through them, we are initiating a couple of new programs related to that kind of attraction of companies. One is our site readiness program, and we kind of got three pieces in our region, actually. We got $6.5 million to assist 400-acre industrial development in Delhi Township, and this is a spectacular premier industrial site. It's been very much in play over the last year for really major global kinds of EV-related companies. So we will continue our work on there. We also got $1.2 million, which we are in the process of getting proposals from communities to develop further industrial sites. And we really lack industrial sites, let alone industrial buildings. So with the reshoring that's going on and how important that is to our own national security and innovating our own economy, you know, getting the sites and buildings ready is something that we're really working on hard. And then the other little grant program, it's not little, but a grant program as well through the MEDC, is our continued efforts to develop rural areas and develop it in an appropriate, balanced kind of way. And that is called our Small Town Enhancement Grant. And any small town in our three-county region, Ingham, Eaton, Clinton, can qualify if they're under 10,000 population or under. We're really trying to look at those small towns of 2,000 and 3,000 people and trying to reach out and see what they need, what they would enjoy in their downtowns to enhance the people there and the community. And so we have those couple programs going on right now.
Right. You have a ton of programs. And one of the things I love about LEAP is you're not just out there hunting and bringing big companies here. You do a lot of what we used to call economic gardening. You have some wonderful nationally recognized entrepreneurship programs. So tell us a little bit about that.
We do. We have the One and All program, which has won national awards, a gold award from the International Economic Development Council that we're proud of. This particular program works with populations that are at or below the ALICE threshold. Otherwise, think of it as the working poor, basically. And that is a remarkable program. It's entering its fourth year. We just put together our next cohort of 14 participants in that program. And it has resulted in so many new businesses, including brick and mortar businesses, over 10 now throughout our region. It's spectacular. We have our Elevate program, which works with Black-owned businesses. We're now introducing the Ascend program, which works with Hispanic-owned businesses and trying to grow them. And beyond that, we just landed from the MEDC, our great friends there in the governor's office, the legislature, a small business Trek Hub grant. This is $3.5 million to help us over the next 3 years really accelerate our already very good entrepreneurial efforts throughout the three counties. So these are all, you're absolutely right, Chris. LEAP's approach is brick. You know, we want big plants, tall buildings, and big jobs, and we do that really, really well. Let's not forget the Ultium plant, $2.5 billion electric car battery plant, you know, three quarters under construction now. But we also have, you know, we don't think the brick stands without the mortar. And the mortar is entrepreneurialism, it's diversity, it's talent development, it's housing, it's childcare, it's parks, it's river trails, it's art and culture. And so we try to package all that together and have a very holistic approach to why companies might want to best grow and land here in the Lansing region.
You know, we got about a half minute left. The Lansing Regional Smart Zone seems to be in the headlines a lot. Share a little bit about that. And the reason the Lansing Smart Zone is important is that there are smart zones all over the state.
Yeah, the Smart Zone problem is a conduit between university and community. It's a platform to commercialize, help with the tech transfer of these incredible ideas that exist typically on a university campus, typically in a more high-tech environment. But how can we grow and keep them with actual jobs and, you know, that kind of approach in the community itself? LEAP manages our Lansing Regional Smart Zone, and it has been terrific the last year.
Well, and it's exactly what we need. Bob Trezai is the president and CEO of the Lansing Economic Area Partnership.
I want to thank all of our guests today, and of course, all of you for being here on the Michigan Business Beat. And as always, from all of us here at the Michigan Business Network, I'm Chris Holman, wishing you a very prosperous day.